我们创世纪快要结束了。
We are about to finish Genesis.
我们上个礼拜谈到雅各把手交叉过来，来赐福，来祝福这一个他的又是的两个儿子。
And last week we talk about how Joseph crossed his hand in blessing the children of Jacob.
在那个时代，一个族长或者一个家长对后代的赐福是很重要的事情。
At that time, the blessing for the descendants is a very important thing.
特别是敬虔的家庭。
Especially a godly family.
上帝借着好的父母把好的教育传给他们的后裔。
And through good parents, God would educate the descendants.
那么这些后代就因为神透过父母的施恩而长大起来。
And the people, the descendants will grow up because of the grace through their parents.
这绝对不是人的自由可以选择的事情。
This is not something that you can choose based on your freedom.
我们每一个人都一样。
All of us are the same.
父母是不能选。
We cannot choose our parents.
兄弟是不能选的。
We cannot choose our siblings.
儿女是不能选的。
We cannot choose our children.
我们的亲戚是不能选的。
We cannot choose our blood relatives.
我们唯一能选的就是老婆或者丈夫。
The only thing we can choose will be our spouse.
只有一个可以选的，选错你就是笨蛋。
And if you choose the wrong one, too bad.
所以你用你的投票权。
And so you have a voting right.
你要很谨慎。
You are very careful.
唯一能选的
the only thing you can choose,
你不可以乱选。
You have to be very careful.
你说我哪里有乱选？没有人乱选的。
And you say, well, I'm very careful.
每一个人都认为他是好好选。
Everyone thinks they are careful.
很多人就是选错。
But the problem is you pick the wrong one.
什么时候就发现选错呢？
And when would you discover it's wrong?
先等到发现那个人错在哪里，才知道他选错。
You often realize it when you find a problem.
那为什么会选错呢？
Why did you make the wrong choice?
因为对错的标准不清楚。
You are not clear about the standards of right and wrong.
对对方的坦然、真诚没有把握。
And you're not confident of the genuineness of the other person.
所以久久看出错的时候，已经铸成大局了。
And when you discover the great error, it is too late.
所以你要谨慎。
Be very careful then.
那我们相信呢，神透过圣徒把恩典给他的后代。
We believe that through the saints, God will give His grace to the descendants.
这更是神的主权。
And certainly, it's a sovereign will of God.
绝对不是那个孩子有权柄自己选的。
Not the choice of the child.
所以这也成了恩典之优的观念。
And this is part of the covenant of grace.
也成了家庭之优的观念。
And also the covenant of the family.
一个孩子被生在敬虔人的下面。
When a child is born within a holy family,
一定是神特别的照顾。
It must be because God has special grace.
同样被生为人。
We are all born as human beings.
有人生在很败坏的父母的家里面。
Some people grew up in a very dysfunctional family.
他们天天看见的是酗酒、吵架、凶恶、说谎的一对父母。
Every day they may see their parents fighting, being drunk, and also getting all kinds of trouble.
所以慢慢慢慢慢，他们就养成习惯，这就是人性，这就是世界，做人本来就是这样。
And slowly they will think that this is the way life is.
他们没有切身的榜样在他身边。
Because they do not have good examples before them.
他们没有长辈用生活的这个榜样来教导他们，成为他们的内容。
And they do not have the experience of having good elderly people taking care of them.
这些孩子是很可怜的。
And it's very sad.
所以为了下一代的好处。
For the sake of our descendants.
你要好好做人。
You must live a good life.
好好选择配偶。
And choose the right spouse.
好好同心教导孩子。
And together bring up your child.
使他们可以亲身体会。
That they will experience.
什么叫做敬畏，什么叫做圣洁，什么叫做勤劳，什么叫做爱神爱人。
What does it mean to be holy, to be hardworking, to love God and man?
我不是说没有好父母的孩子，神的恩典就不会在他身上。
I am not saying that the grace of God will not reach someone who does not have a good parent.
我更不是说有好的父母，儿女一定会得到好处。
And certainly I'm not saying that good parents will surely produce good children.
有的孩子们有最好的环境，他们结果过一个最失败的生活。
Some people may have the best environment, but still live a life of failure.
因为他们把这些当作是理所当然，没有什么可以吸收、可以学习的事情。
They have treated their good environment as something which they naturally deserve.
有的人生在最好的基督徒的家庭，但是对整个基督教只有用怀疑的眼光看， 没有用惊奇的眼光去吸收。
Some people may have been born in a good Christian family, but have always doubted Christianity and not look at it with a sense of awe.
在存在主义的哲学家里面
，in the philosophers of existentialism，
有一个叫做 Gabriel Marcel 的人
，one is known as Gabriel Marcel。
他特别指出一个事情
，he has pointed out one thing：
一个只对别人存疑的人。永远没有学习到什么东西。
A person who is always suspicious of others would never learn anything.
以为怀疑的眼光看待任何好的事物的人，是一个很骄傲，而且自己没有办法有所改进的人。
A person that suspects everyone else is arrogant and can never improve.
相反的
，On the other hand,
对于好的事物存着好奇、惊叹的心去佩服的人。这个人常常一直在进步中。
A person who can appreciate good things with a sense of awe will always improve.
为什么这个人这么好？
And we say, why is this person so good?
他有这么多的好处。
And he has so many good points.
怎么可能他到这个地方？
How is it possible?
我感到很惊喜。
And I'm amazed.
所以我们注意。
And so we
观察，
care, we observe,
分析，
we analyze,
吸收，
and we absorb.
结果别人的好处都会跑到你那里去。
And you will then get all the goodness of others.
这是很重要的事情。
This is very important.
其实整个旧约圣经呢
，In the whole Old Testament，
所要表达的就是令人惊叹的上帝伟大的作为。
And the message is about how the work of God should amaze all of us.
如果你能够在这方面培养你敬神的心。
And so if your attitude is like that, where you are in awe of God, 你可以从历史的轨迹中间看见他如何行大事，他行了又大又可敬畏的事情在历史中间。And from the track of history, you will then observe how mighty and how awesome is the work of God. 一个尊敬父母的人 ，a person who is filial to the parents, 他从这种敬畏跟惊叹的角度去学习父母的好处 ，will learn all the good points of the parents with an attitude of being in awe. 他的一生就可以得到很大的帮助。And his life would then receive great help. 但是当我们没有好的父母可以效法的时候 ，if we do not have good parents to emulate from， 不等于我们就没有机会。It doesn't mean you have no opportunities. 有时你会看见最坏的父母产生很好的孩子。Sometimes you have bad parents and the children are outstanding. Why? 因为坏到一个地步，这个孩子说：“做人怎么可以这样？” Because they could be so bad that the kids will say, "How can we live like that?" 虽然是父是母，也不大像样。Although you may be my parents, you are really not anything else. 反过来想，做人应当怎么样 ？On the contrary, they will ask, "What should we be like?" 后来发现别人的父母也不错。And they discover that other parents behave differently. 他就用惊叹的眼光去学习别人。And again, they will learn from others being amazed by it. 这就是神特别的恩典。This is where special grace of God comes in. 所以有人有最好的老师，最后呢，学得一事无成。Some people may have the best teacher and learn nothing. 就像犹大。Like Judas. 有的人有最坏的环境。Some people may have the worst environment. 样样超越。But be outstanding in every way. 就像世界历史很多最穷、最苦的人奋斗成功的例子。Like so many people in history who have been born in great poverty. 这样，你们有好父母，你要谨慎学习，不要存疑抵挡。If you have good parents, you must be careful and learn from them and not be suspicious. 不要因此骄傲自大。靠自己的聪明夸家族的荣耀。But do not then become arrogant and conceited and then boast of your own glory. 因为恩典的另外一面就是神借着施恩向我们追讨的责任。The other side of the coin of grace is the responsibility and accountability to God. 如果你没有好的父母 ，If you do not have a pair of good parents， 你也不必内置或者消沉。There is then no need to be depressed. 因为有许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。There are many witnesses of faith surrounding us like clouds. 你可以好好的吸收，好好的受教。You need to receive and learn from them. 愿上帝赐福给我们。May the Lord bless us all. 那么圣经隐示的一个原则 ，The Bible implicitly have a principle. 就是生了您的。That is the one who has given birth to you, who have nurtured you, 教导过你的， who have taught you before. 你不要让他失望。Do not disappoint these people. 你不要使他难过。Do not make them sad. 你不要刺透他的心。And do not hurt their heart. 因为这是上帝很不喜悦的事情。This is something that displeases God greatly. 相反的， on the other hand, 如果有人反对你， if there's someone who opposes you, 毁谤你， who malign against you, who attack you, 想要
拉倒你
I want to destroy you
你不必惧怕
Do not fear
特别那些对你从来没有教导功能没有养育过的功劳没有对你有任何贡献的人他要拉倒你神一定不许可
Especially those who play no part in teaching to nurture you to bring you up because God will not allow that to happen
请你注意这些话
Take note of these words
栽培你没有份的
Those who play no part in nurturing you,
养育你没有份的
who play no part in bringing you up,
没有用心对你有所帮助的人
who has never helped you in genuineness,
当他攻击你、反对你的时候，神是不让他成功。
When these people would attack you and oppose you, God would not allow them to succeed.
你心灵可以安稳在上帝的手里。
Before God, then you should have peace in your heart.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
现在我们一同来读圣经创世纪第49章。
Now let us turn to chapter 49 of Genesis.
创世纪第49章。
Genesis 49.
我们把全章把它念出来。
We want to read the entire chapter.
那我们要注意一些重要的经节。
And we want to take note of important verses.
创世纪第49章。
Genesis 49.
我们轮流来读。
We read it responsively.
我念一节，你们念一节。
I'll read the verse and you read the next.
雅各叫了他的儿子们来说，你们都来聚集，我好把你们日后必遇的事告诉你们。流便啊，你是我的长子，是我力量强壮的时候生的。本当大有尊荣，权力超重。因为你西面和利未是弟兄，他们的刀剑是残忍的器具。我的灵啊，不要与他们同谋；我的心啊，不要与他们联络，因为他们盛怒杀害人。任意砍断牛腿大筋，他们的怒气暴烈可咒，他们的愤恨残忍可诛。我要使他们分居在雅各家里，散在以色列的地中。犹大是个小狮子，我儿啊，你做了十遍上去。你屈下身去，恶如公狮，尊如母狮，谁敢惹你？犹大把小驴圈在葡萄树上，把驴驹拴在美好的葡萄树上，他在葡萄酒中洗了衣服。在葡萄汁中洗了挂袍，西布伦必住在海口，必成为停船的海口，他的警戒必延到西顿。他以安静为家，以肥地为美，便低肩背重，成为富苦的人。但必作道上的蛇，路中的灰，咬伤马蹄，使骑马的堕落于后。加德必被敌军追逼，他却要追逼他们的脚跟。拿弗他利是被释放的母鹿，他出佳美的园里。弓箭手将他苦害，向他射箭逼迫他，但他的弓仍旧坚硬，他的手健壮敏捷。这是因以色列的牧者，以色列的磐石，就是雅各的大能者。你父亲的上帝必帮助你，那全能者必尝天上所有的福，地里所藏的福，以及生产如羊的福，都赐给你。如便雅悯是个撕裂的羊，早晨要吃他 他所抓的，晚上要分他所剁的。这是一切是以色列的少儿支派，也以他的父亲对他们所说的话，为他们所祝的福，都是按照个人的福分为他们祝福。我们读经就到这个地方，这一章里面特别提到了一个父亲对十二个儿子所讲的预言。
And this chapter is about how a father prophesied for the 12 sons.
这里告诉我们，雅各说，以色列啊，你要听。
And here Jacob says, "Hear, O Israel."
你们要听以色列的话。
Listen to your father Israel.
听你父亲雅各对你们所讲的话。
Listen to the words of Jacob, your father.
就是将来必要成就的话语。
Words that will come true.
突然间，雅各年老的时候变成一个先知了。
And suddenly he became a prophet when he's old.
他奉主的名指明幕后要成就的事情。
In the name of the Lord, he pointed to the future and explained it.
所以这个话就在有定历史方向的意义了。
These words therefore has the meaning in history.
历史到底是有方向的吗？
Is there a direction for history?
万有是有目的的吗？
Is there a purpose for all things?
如果天地万物是有一个目的的话，
If there is a purpose for all things in the universe,
表示每一件发生的事情不可能没有原因也没有结果的。
It means that things happen for a purpose.
啊，千千万万的事情所有的结果到底跟那定下的方向有什么关系？
And there are billions of things happening. What is the relationship with that and the direction to be set?
在父教学里面，
in apologetics,
从这一方面去证明上帝存在的学问，
there is a school of thought to try to prove the existence of God this way.
叫做 teleology.
It's called teleology.
Teleology 是从希腊文两个字配合起来的。
It came from the original Greek word two words.
第一个字是 telos.
The first one is telos.
第二个字是 logi.
And logi.
Teleology 的意思，
teleology
就是 the learning concerning the final end of the everything in the world.
就是有关乎于所有东西终极目标的这个学问。
整个宇宙中间有没有个终极的这个目的呢？
Is there a final purpose in the entire universe?
那个最后的结果是不是已经定下来的？
Is the final goal already set?
如果一切的一切都是不知道向哪里去的，
If we do not know where everything is going,
没有一个人知道未来要发生什么事情，
No one would then know what will happen in the future.
那么这个世界是盲目前进的，
The world therefore will just progress blindly.
人生是没有任何把握的，
That there is no confidence in our life.
这一种的观念，
This sort of concept,
如果已经变成一个信念的话，
If it becomes part of a faith,
我相信整个人类都会集体发神经。
I believe that there will be collective insanity in humanity.
整个社会，整个人性就变成没有价值了。
That there will be no meaning, no value in humanity.
但因为我们里面有因果律的一种公用的观念存在里面。
But because within us there is a concept of cause and effect.
所以这种因果律的观念就产生了道德价值。
And this principle of cause and effect gives us ethics.
我如果做工殷勤一点，我会得到更好的果效。
We believe that if we would work harder, we have better rewards.
我如果对人良善一点，我做人会更快乐。
If I will be good to other people, I will be happier person.
如果充满仇恨，我自己会毒害自己心理上的平安。
If I'm filled with hatred, I will poison myself with hatred.
我们好好结婚生孩子，会把人类带到更美好的未来。
If we were to get married, have good children, educate them in humanity, we'll have a better future.
这种因果律的观念，
this sort of concept of cause and effect,
跟伦理原则的相符关系。
And the relationship between that and morality,
就给我们看到好像目的论是存在的。
Gives us this sense that there is a concept of finality.
所以从个人的自由来说，
from the concept of personal freedom,
我们选择的是什么，就对我们以后要达到的果效是有关系的。
There is a relationship then between our choice and the end product.
我们推卸所有的责任，不过会把我们的责任堆积到幕后的时候，没有办法逃避的结果。
If we find excuses all the time, in the end, we still have to be responsible for all of that.
这种思想就变成了命定论了。
And all these concepts give us the idea of destiny.
命定论叫做 determinism.
determinism.
命定论, 还有很多的理论, 你们在哲学系统里面可以自己去找出来。
And in the philosophy concept, you can go figure it out.
现在你们做人读什么书都很容易, 因为一个Google就把所有的东西都Google出来了。
And you can just Google for the knowledge of these things.
我年轻的时候,
When I was young,
要找一个东西, 我找书找得半死, 找资料找得半死。 结果在没有Google以前 我心里早就有一个Google在里面了。
It was so hard for me just to find something, just to find a simple book, but I figured it out on myself.
而且在印尼找不到这些书。
And in Indonesia it's especially hard.
我真的苦上加苦。
It was a very difficult time for me.
当还没有Internet以前 我里面已经有一个Net。
Before there's an Internet, deep in me there's already a system.
没有Memory card以前 我已经把我的脑变成一个Memory database.
Before there is even a memory card, my mind is like
当我年老的时候,
and when I'm old,
我可以很方便地从我脑里一直拿出东西出来。
It's very convenient for me to relate to you.
后来我才发现电脑 memory 比较强的是很贵的。
Later I discovered that the computer is more expensive, it has more memory.
所以我的脑一定很贵的。
So my mind must be very expensive.
里面装了很多很多的好东西在里面。
There's many, many good things in there.
好, 那 determinism,
Determinism.
你们可以自己再去查。
You can go Google it.
这个就是人的自由跟秩序之间的关系是什么？
The relationship between human freedom and the final determination.
命定论的另外一个极端的发展就变成 fatalism.
Another extreme development of it becomes fatalism.
一切都是命定的。
It means everything has been set.
很多的人相信命运，结果是逃不了的。
Many people believe that you cannot escape your fate.
这种思想跟基督教的 信心论是不一样的。
This is different from the concept of faith in Christianity.
因为如果一切的一切都是命运已经注定的。
If all things have been fated,
那我们的努力是没有价值的。
There is then no value in your work.
我们自由是一个开玩笑的空洞无物。
Our freedom then will be like a joke.
没有人可以改变任何一个事情。
Because no one can change anything.
基督教用信心是否定命定论。
When a Christian uses faith, it is against this idea of faith.
基督教相信圣灵的引导是我们得胜不能逃脱的结局。
Christianity believes that the Holy Spirit will guide us into victory over a faith.
所以我们不是宿命论者。
We are not people that believe in an unescapable faith.
虽然这世界很多事情发生，未来怎么样，我们不知道。
Although we do not know what the future will hold,
但是我们知道整个世界的这个进程是在上帝的权柄掌管之下。
We believe that all things move because of God.
所以相信这个世界是有目的的。
We believe that there is a purpose in the world.
这个没有违背圣经。
This is not against the Bible.
相信这个目的是人的自由可以改变的。
But if you believe that your freedom can change this faith,
这个就不信神的主权了。
It means that the sovereign will of God is not believed.
基督教的信仰延续了旧约以赛亚书的一句话。
Christianity is an extension of a word from Isaiah.
上帝说，你把我比较哪一个假神呢？
God said, to which false God would you compare me with?
你们中间所有的假神，哪一个像我？
Which idols among you is like me?
从起初指定幕后必成的事情。
Who can show you the end from the beginning?
这样基督教的信仰里面一定有一个末世论。
Therefore, Christianity must have a theory about the future.
末世论就是谈到 telos 的问题。
This is about telos.
Telos 希腊文的意思就是目的。
And in Greek, it means the end purpose.
最后的目的。
The last purpose.
最后的果效,
the last
goal, 最后的目标,
the last goal.
这个叫做 telos.
This is telos.
Teleology.
So teleology.
就是目的论的这个思想。
It is a concept of the purpose.
Eschatos.
But eschatos.
就是幕后的终极。
It's about the future and its end.
这样目的论就没有办法脱离 eschatology。
And so eschatology will include teleology.
Eschatology 是末世论的问题。
Because eschatology is about the time to come.
这个角度来看, 孔子完全没有。
And Confucius is not able to comment on this.
苏格拉底完全没有。
Nor can Socrates.
如果这个佛教徒有的话,
If the Buddhists have similar concept,
他们根本从 eschatology 又变成这个最先的 archy 的思想。
And they then from eschatology came back to an original thought.
所以它的终点变成另外一个起点。
For them, the end becomes another beginning.
轮回不停，所以没有终止的结果。
To have a circular existence that never ends.
印度教是如此。
This was the case for Indonesia.
中国的哲学完全没有谈。
But Chinese philosophy will completely
ignore this. 世界末日要什么样？
That what will happen in the future,
人类未来会怎么样
？What is the future of humanity?
人生走到终极点是怎么样
？What is the end result of humanity?
完全没有提到这个事情。
The Chinese philosophy will not have any of this.
中国哲学是没有资格构成宗教的。
Therefore, Chinese philosophy is not worthy to become a religion.
那么回教如果有这个东西的话
，If within Islam,
他们完全是照抄基督教的圣经，把里面的东西搬过去而已。
If they have anything relating to this, it is a copy from the Bible.
很多的东西根本不是照着神原来的启示。
And it is also not according to the original revelation.
我们今天提到雅各年老的时候讲的一句话。
When we talk about what Jacob said in his passage,
我要指出将来必要成就的事情。
I can tell you what will happen to you in the days to come.
这种肯定的信念。
This sort of confidence.
这种这样有把握的宣布。
This sort of declaration.
是一个助长蒙上帝赐福给他一个特别的权柄。
Comes because there's a special power from God.
所以雅各先为约瑟的两个孩子祝福。
Jacob first blessed the two sons of Jacob, Joseph.
雅各最爱的孩子就是约瑟。
He loved Joseph most.
他就把约瑟把他建立在所有兄弟的上面。
And he established Joseph above all his brothers.
因为他个人做父亲的对这个孩子特别的钟爱。
He as a father had loved this child most.
所以他使约瑟得到的位分是两倍的位分。
And he gave the double blessing to Joseph.
所以马拿西以法莲。
For Manasseh and Ephraim.
他转过来用右手放在以法莲头上，用左手放在马拿西的头上。
His right hand was on Ephraim and left hand on Manasseh.
这样他不但立约瑟像做长子的一样。
And so it is an ordination as the firstborn.
又立以法莲在马拿西之上。
In so doing, he made Ephraim over Manasseh.
把这个孩子的父分讲完了以后
，After he blessed the child,
这个对两个孙子祝福了以后
，These two grandchildren of his,
那么他再把12个儿子带来
，And then he summoned the 12,
那么对他们再给他们祝福
，And then blessed the sons.
那我当然今天没有办法把12个孩子所领受的预言一一详细的述说。
I am not going to go into the details of every single prophecy.
那么我要稍微提一些的事情。
I want to place emphasis on a few.
有这个约瑟，哎，对不起，雅各有十二个儿子。
Jacob had 12 sons.
就是流便、西面、利未、犹大，然后呢，就是呢，流便、西面、犹大、利未、但、亚瑟、加特、以撒加、西布伦，然后拿弗他利，又是便雅悯。
That's Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Zebulun, Issachar, Dan, Gad, Asher, Joseph, and Benjamin.
那还有 Naphtali.
And Naphtali.
然后才又是便雅悯。在这十二个孩子中间呢
，Among the twelve，
第一个就是长子。
The first one will be the firstborn.
流便。
That's Reuben.
但是雅各对流便所祝的福。
The blessing he gave to Reuben
里面是充满灾祸的来到。
Was filled with curses and disasters.
流便呐、啊，流便呐、啊、
，Reuben，
你是我的长子。
You are my firstborn.
是我力量强壮的时候生的。
My might, the first sign of my strength.
本应当大有尊荣。
Should excel in honor.
你应当权柄超过众人。
Excelling in power.
那这个是本来应当。
That means originally should be like this.
但应当是应当，事实却不是如此。
But the fact was not.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为犹大身为长子
because Reuben is the firstborn,
力大过人
although he was very strong,
但他放纵情欲
but he led a decadent life.
所以雅各做父亲的给这个长子的祝福
the blessing Jacob gave to his firstborn,
里面没有看到什么父分领导
doesn't seem to have any blessings.
但是因为你放纵情欲
because you led a decadent life,
滚沸如水。
And you are turbulent as the waters.
放一句话说，犹大情欲丰富的时候，就像滚水一样，没有办法控制。
It means that when his desires were there, it was turbulent as the waters.
你必不得居首位。
And so he cannot be excelling.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
身为长子而失去长子的名分。
He has lost the status of the firstborn.
身为长子，没有办法得到长子应当得的尊荣。
He cannot receive the honor he should have.
这在圣经里面是个大罪。
In the Bible, this is a great sin.
你出卖长子的名分。
That you have betrayed your status as the firstborn.
你放弃 长子的尊荣。
You have abandoned the honor of being the firstborn.
因为你放纵情欲。
Because you led a decadent life.
所以第一个孩子。
The first son.
所领受的预言。
The prophecy given to him.
也就是宣告他失去长子的名分。
Was to prophesy that he has lost the status.
基督徒们应当很注意这个事情。
Christians need to take note of this.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
我们被分别为圣的孩子。
We are children that have been sanctified.
我们的上帝是呼召我们的。
God has called us.
圣在圣在圣在的三位一体。
Triune God, holy, holy, holy.
他呼召我们做他的门徒的时候。
When he called us to be his disciples.
你们这一切所行的事情上都要圣洁。
Everything that you should do should be holy.
因为我呼召你们出来的上帝是圣洁的上帝。
God who has called us is holy.
所以你们要在我的面前过一个圣洁的生活。
Therefore, before me, you are to live a holy life.
保罗更说，你们要除去身体、灵魂一切的污秽。
The Apostle Paul declared that we are to get rid of all the filth in our life and our spirit.
使你们的心灵成为圣洁。
That we may be made holy.
你们的身体成为圣洁。
That our bodies are made holy.
让你们配。作为上帝居住的地方
that we are worthy as a place for God to live.
因为这就是上帝的殿
This is the temple of God.
你们的身子用基督的宝血重价买赎回来的
Your body has been recovered with the heavy price of Christ's blood.
你们要在你们的身子上荣耀上帝
Glorify God then within your bodies.
那么流便是一个长子
Reuben was the firstborn.
流便是应当归耶和华为圣的长子
He should have sanctified his life for God.
流便应当的管制他的众兄弟的领袖。
He should have been the leaders over his siblings.
流便应当可以得到儿长子应当得的两倍的福分。
He should, as a firstborn, receive double blessings.
但是流便完全失去这些东西。
But he lost all these.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你情欲发动的时候。如同滚水一样的沸腾。
When his desires was up, he was turbulent as the waters.
所以你永远不能居首位。
He would never be in the first place.
不但如此
，Not only that，
雅各年老的时候把很伤痛的心底的话讲出来了。
And Jacob said words that saddened him greatly.
因为你上了你父亲的床。
For you went up onto your father's bed.
污秽了我的榻。
Onto my couch.
什么意思？犹大哎，这流便。跟他的一个父亲的妻子发生关系。
Reuben had sexual relationship with one of Jacob's wives.
雅各有利亚跟拉结两个太太。
Jacob has Leah and Rachel, two wives.
还有两个妻子下面的两个使女。
And two maid servants from the two wives.
从这四个女人，雅各得了十二支派。
The 12 sons came from these four women.
流便却跟他父亲的一个妾。发生关系。
But Reuben had a relationship with one of the concubines.
所以这个是对父亲最大的侮辱。
This is the largest insult for the father.
就雅各没有咒诅他。
Jacob did not curse him.
雅各也没有打死他。
Or not kill him.
但雅各把这个事闷在他的心里面。
But he kept this in his heart.
到年老的时候宣布了一个预言。
And when he was old, a prophecy came by.
永远不得尊位。
Forever, you will no longer be the first place.
你服侍你的情欲，过于服侍你的父亲。
You have served your desires more than you served your father.
你讨你自己性欲的欢喜而忽略的做人应当尽的责任。
You have pleased your sexual desires over your responsibility.
所以你必不得居首位。
Therefore, you have lost the first place.
你失去你长子的名分。
You have lost this whole position.
因为你感情沸腾，如同这个热水一样的。
Your desires is turbulent as the waters.
你上了我的床。
You have went up on my bed.
你污秽了我的榻。
And defiled my couch.
所以你永远不得尊荣。
You will never have this honor anymore.
这个祝福的话就完全没有福气了。
There are no blessings at all.
只有咒诅在其中。
Only curses.
只有刑罚在其中。
And punishment.
那么像这样的情形，雅各是不会管。他的孩子到底喜欢不喜欢这些话
？Jacob couldn't care less what the reaction from the son would be.
你要我讲好话给你舒服吗
？Do you want me to comfort you with good words?
我现在是个老人家。
I'm already very old.
我是代表上帝。
I represent God.
我讲的话不是随便的。
I would not just say anything.
这是必要发生的事情。
These are things that must happen.
所以你讨厌也没有办法。
Doesn't matter whether you like it or not.
你反对也没有办法。
Or you go against.
因为是神的灵在他身上叫他讲出这些必。定要成就的话
It was the spirit of God that enabled him to prophesy these things that will come true.
这个时候反对你的父亲 等于你反对上帝。
If you are against your father, it is the same as being opposite
God. 新约的你要很谨慎啊。
Young people need to be cautious.
你不要让养你大、祝福过你、成为你恩师的，或者你的父母心中伤痛，对你失望。
And do not hurt the people who have taken care of you, your parents who have nurtured you, and sadden them.
因为当他们发言咒诅的时候，神会听他的，不会听你的。
When they open their mouth and curse you, God will listen to them and not you.
犹大是一个孩子。
Judah was a child.
怎么可以上他父亲的床？
How could he defile his father's bed?
怎么可以他父亲的妾发生关系？
And have a relationship with the concubine.
这个父亲的年老的时候发出了这句话。
And when the father said this,
你永不得尊荣。
He will never get the honor anymore.
因为你上了我的床。
You have defiled my bed.
这句话一讲出来。
Once he declared that,
未来要发生的事情就定下来。
The things of the future have been set.
神不但许可雅各出这样的话语。
God not only allowed Jacob to prophesy.
神还让这句话被记在上帝圣经、上帝的话里面。
God allowed it to be recorded in His Bible.
所以雅各所讲的话就变成上帝启示的一部分了。
And the words of Jacob became part of God's revelation.
千万不可以开玩笑的事情。
These are not things to be taken lightly.
接下去
，And then，
他就一共提了两个人，没有分开来。
Two persons were mentioned together.
西面和利未是弟兄。
Simeon and Levi are brothers.
他的刀剑是残忍的器具。
Their swords are weapons of violence.
那雅各说什么？我的灵啊，不要与他们同谋。
Let me not enter their counsel.